Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I am Anthony Irwin. It's a special edition of the show. Harrison is in my house. Somehow, my dog let him in. My dog isn't very good at this guard dog stuff. She barked one time and then basically just started begging for pets, for to be pet. She doesn't want additional pets. That would be kind of weird. Anywho, back to the show. Today's show is brought to you by BetDSI.com. Make sure you're using the promo code LAKERS10 to get your $10 promotion. Basically, it's a free $10 to bet as you prefer. Today's show and all of our other shows can be found on Audioboom, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. But today's show, we're going to go through all of the potential bets that we could find regarding the Lakers on BetDSI.com. We're going to debate them. But first, Harrison, you have some breaking news that we neglected yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we really messed this up yesterday by not getting to kind of the biggest news of the day. We spent the whole show talking about Anthony Brown being cut. But I think the bigger news is that your prospects of signing overseas are they're not so good. I'm really sorry. So to have to break this to you. So yesterday you were tweeting back and forth with friend of the show, Mark Medina, and you were joking with him about Meta World Peace making the roster. And you said, so you're saying there's a chance if I go overseas? And when he mentioned that the goal for Meta was realistic going overseas, and he responded and he said, absolutely none for you, but for Meta, he could get that. So we got a report. We got a breaking news report. Anthony cannot sign overseas. We waited a day on this because we had to reach out to some contacts. Mm-hmm. Mark was one source. We had to try and confirm with a second source. That's mm-hmm. journalism. And so, I asked a couple people that aren't necessarily affiliated with overseas teams, but we went based off of responses to Anthony's Euro stumble vine from Summer League. And I'm sorry, man. I don't think it's looking good. I don't think you're gonna make it.
I tried to call Pau to like be inspired and maybe he could like talk me into going, but I need Pau's number to call Pau.
Yeah.
Which
it turns out he's not in the phone book. That was really disappointing. Yeah. I thought Pau would definitely be, of all NBA players that would leave their number listed, mm-hmm. I definitely think Pau would be high on the list. Yeah. Just because he'd want to talk to fans and just let them know that everything's okay and like the world is bigger than basketball and that he's an amazing person.
Funny story, when I was a kid, I actually found one of my favorite baseball players in the phone book. Down here was Jim Edmonds, who was a former Angels center fielder, and I called him one time, and I completely froze. I called him, he picked up the phone, and I just, and then he hung up on me. So that was my interaction with Jim Edmonds. All right, so let's go ahead, and I'm going to try to move on from this devastating news.
Reports yet on whether or not my career is over. I think it probably is, judging by how my back feels right now. But there's a chance. We can't. There are no sources ruling it out. So,
Mark, get on that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to start the actual show with win total. Right. We should probably start talking about the Lakers.
You think we should talk about the Lakers today?
I mean,
it's kind of important. They kick off their season tonight.
Tomorrow. Oh, tonight.
Yeah, because this is the Wednesday episode. You don't have a concept of when we post these versus when we record
them. I never
do. Yeah, they record tonight. It's mm-hmm. it's currently Tuesday, but you guys will be listening to this on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So they play tonight. And
yeah, I guess we should talk about them. I guess we should preview this.
I mean, the show is called Locked On Lakers, so we could talk more about your EuroLeague career when we start Locked On Anthony's professional basketball
Locked on
career.
Fat guy playing basketball.
Yeah. Locked on the bench.
Locked to the bench. All
Locked
right,
out
so,
of the arena.
The win total that we found on betdsi.com, again, that is betdsi.com, says that the Lakers are going to win, it's set at 25.5 games. And for those who do not partake in gambling, just so you know what's going on there, basically, they're saying that if the Lakers win 26 or more games next year, you win money if you bet on the over. If they win 25 or fewer games next year and you bet on the under, you get your money. You get to win money there. That's why the 25.5, there is no way to push. That's what's going on there. If we need to, I can continue to explain these, but I think for the most part, it's pretty straightforward.
How does money work?
I have a tree out back.
Yeah,
And then you know.
Okay.
It's good. It's my face. My face is the money tree. It's the money maker.
All right.
All right. So, if you had to put your hard earned $5 in your wallet right now,
I'll have you know I have $25 in my wallet right now.
Living large. Would you bet the over or the under on the Lakers? And this is hypothetical.
So
Harrison is a journalist.
Yeah, so I will not actually be betting on the Lakers. But if I were going to advise someone, I would say, I mean, as promising as they looked in the preseason, they still went, 2-6?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to be more entertaining this year. There's going to be more stuff to watch for, but I still have to take the under. I have them. I think I said when we did our win predictions thing earlier this year, I think I said 24. And even though, like, they looked about as I expected during the preseason, so mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to change that. I think I have them around 24, so it's not by much. And again, that's still a 7-win improvement. That's substantial. That's nothing to kind of, you know, like, turn your nose up at. That's a good improvement.
Here's the thing, where when you're betting, you have to you either bet your heart or you bet your brain, right? And sometimes
you bet your money, right? I thought you were saying that you bet money.
Oh man, I have some debts to pay up.
Oh, this is not going to go well.
All right, well, this has been Locked On Lakers. There's some big guy at my doorstep. So if you're betting your heart, obviously you're going to bet the over here, right?
Yeah.
If you're betting. If you're hoping for the best thing possible for the Lakers, you bet the over. That's not to say that, you know, if you think that the Lakers are going to win 25 games exactly, you could still bet with your heart and, you know, bet the under. But for the most part, if you're hoping for all the best for the Lakers, you're thinking 20. I have my eye set on 27.
I've seen people saying 32. There are definitely people, like, I acknowledge I could be wrong. I don't think that I am. I mean, I don't think that I necessarily have their number exactly pegged,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see them at 26 or 27.
Yeah, I see that, but once you get above 30, that's when I start saying, all right, guys, let's pump the brakes a bit.
I mean, let's talk about our sponsor, and then we can run down why we think that why you might bet the over and why you might bet the under.
All right, so betdsi.com is a really easy way to, you know, it's a really, we have the site up in front of us right now. This is obviously an audio format, but we have the site up in front of us as we go through which bets that we're going to talk about today. It's a really clear, really easy way to find yourself around the website. They have a nice live chat feature that we
used to solve a couple problems of looking where we were finding
ago.
That. Yeah, like it took five minutes mm-hmm. to sort everything out.
Right. I was asking if they have odds for individual awards.
Yeah.
Marlin was the guy's name on the other end of the chat. He said that they have MVP odds. Now, unfortunately, and we'll talk about this in a second, the Lakers don't have anybody up there among the MVP odd likely, you know, candidates. And then, you know, they're going to start posting the other awards in the coming week as we, you know, see a little bit more about the roles that the that NBA rookies are going to play. But the point being here was that the live chat feature was really, really easy to use. It made it a lot easier to find information. We should also mention the promotion code that comes along with, or the promotion that comes with using the promotion code. You say Lakers10 on there. You get $10 free to try the service.
And you also get on 100% bonus on your first deposit. They're offering that even without the promo code. So whatever money you deposit, you get an 100% bonus on that on top of the $10 free that you get for Lakers10. And, I mean, it's like you said, the site's really easy to use. You just go to Sportsbook and you click on basketball if you want to go to basketball. They have all kind. They have martial arts, politics, golf, tennis, hockey, soccer, baseball, football. Mm-hmm. They got just about anything you would ever want to bet on BetDSI. Mm-hmm. You can UFC, all of that stuff. And so, and I, you know, it's fast and easy payment of winning. So, you know, that's not like a feature that matters to Anthony since he always loses. But for those of you that are better gamblers, you'll get your money fast. And so I think that that's like a really important feature for something like this.
Absolutely. So again, that is BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com. Use the promo code Lakers10. And now we will go back to talking about why I think the Lakers are going to win 50 games.
Yeah, so why make the case for a 10-game improvement, which is where you have them at.
One, Kobe Bryant was arguably the worst player in the NBA last year, being used the way he was used.
Right? Yeah, okay, so most harmful. I don't know, I wouldn't say worst, it's semantics. Not overall, I would say most harmful.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is a bump. Byron Scott is the worst coach that I've ever seen coach at any level of any sport ever. And that includes, like, I've seen YMCA coaches use better rotations. And they are forced to use the same rotation after every quarter, right? So Harrison just pumped his fist. I just earned myself a fine. So look for a terrible tweet coming over the next couple days. The other reason, D'Angelo Russell is going to take a step forward. Julius Randle is going to take a step forward. I think Jordan Clarkson can take yet another step forward. The veterans that are on the team are significantly better than the veterans that were on the team last year.
Yeah, I and again, this is something that I always come back to. For all the griping about the Mozgov and Deng contracts,
they're actually like, good players.
Yeah, they're good players, and they're better than the players the Lakers had last year. And so while, you know, maybe in the end it's a little bit short-sighted, and it's not going, obviously, you know, from both of our predictions, it's not the type of thing that's going to get the team into the playoffs, mm-hmm. but they're better. And it may hurt the team down the line, but they're better this year. And, like, I think we saw that, well, less so with Deng during the preseason because he didn't really play, mm-hmm. but with Mozgov, you could see it. He's a good defender. He's a far better defender so far than Roy Hibbert was for the team last year.
Now, the one caveat or the one counter that we have when we talk about these vets is that, you know, the injury stuff, right? Yes. We're already talking about Jose Calderon is not going to play tomorrow in all likelihood. Luol Deng didn't play very much in the preseason. Timothy Mozgov,
from what I've heard, he would have been fine to play.
Yeah,
they were just being very cautious.
They literally always say
no,
that.
But I just mean just talking to people.
Yeah, no, sure, but they always say that.
I guess.
That's always the counter. If this was a playoff game, I'd be playing. Okay, sure. Timothy Mozgov takes a nasty tumble at the end of preseason, right? And so now if those guys get hurt, then we start moving towards your prediction of, you know, 24-ish wins. And even that would be perfectly fine with me. But I think when you look at all the additions that the Lakers have, the subtractions that they have, and the steps forward that the rookies could possibly take, I think they're... And not to mention... a bad team is going to catch a better team off guard just because they aren't on anybody's radar. The Lakers are going to win a couple dumb games like that they wouldn't have won last year because the style of play that they played last year wasn't the kind that was going to, you know, help them do so. So,
well, except for on March 6th against the ultimately 73 but could have been 74 win Warriors,
yeah,
who lost to the Lakers on March 6th last
solid
year. Never forget hashtag the catalyst.
So, yeah, I'd predict 27. Now, if you are betting based on our based on, you know, our opinions here.
Disclaimer, honestly, we don't know anything.
Yeah,
that's your fault. That is 100% on you if you listen to either of us.
I'm just saying that, you know, based on what I'm looking at here, this is... And then
I actually just
go ahead.
Like, on your points about all of that stuff, I completely agree. I just don't think that that's worth a 10-win improvement. Yeah. I think that that's why all of the same reasons I think they'll be better.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see it as a 10-win improvement because I still, as much as they looked better defensively during the preseason, the competition wasn't all that great. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw against the Warriors. They went 2-6
in the preseason.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the defense, it's better. It's better. But... I mean, that's not a high bar to clear. They gave up, I believe, 109.1 points per 100 possessions last mm-hmm. year, which is, as everyone will remember, the worst rate in the league. And so I think they're going to be better. Maybe they'll get up to around 25 or so but in defensive efficiency, but I don't see them getting much higher than that.
Right.
Although they were, for what it's worth, I think 20th in the preseason.
No. All right.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and move on. The next few odds that we have here are of the long variety. I think we can say that.
We're going to have some fun with over-unders.
So we'll start at the top. Let's start at the top and then work our way down.
Okay.
The odds of the Lakers winning the title.
Wait, there are odds of the Lakers winning the title?
There are odds.
I guess they legally have to list
No,
them.
They don't.
Oh, they don't?
No. If you go to like some Vegas sports books, some teams just won't be listed.
All right, well, shout out to BetDSI, the official site of Lakers fans. We'll just say that. Like, there's got to be some Lakers fans in there giving those odds if they really think that there's a chance, however small, that the team could win it.
All right. I mean, this would have been more fun had you not known the values ahead of time.
I actually don't remember them, so
fine. So if you had to put... Now, you don't know anything about betting. The title odds for the Lakers are 375-1. Meaning you put $1 down, you walk away with $376 because you get your dollar back when you bet.
Breaking.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And yet,
also insane would be putting a dollar down on the Lakers to win the title. I mean, okay, so you got your free Lakers 10, mm-hmm. You got your free $10 from BetDSI. Maybe you put one of those down on the title, like just in case, like some teams decide to leave the NBA,
mm-hmm.
or you know, like the Lakers somehow, like Kevin Durant demands a trade to Los Angeles and, you know, they grant that and then mm-hmm. a couple teams get injuries and the Lakers win the title. But, I mean, it is such a far long shot. You're basically, like, can you even think of a less productive way to use your dollar than betting it on the Lakers to win the title?
My dog is lying down right next to me.
Put it in the paper shredder.
I could
bonfire fuel.
Yeah. All right, so what would the odds have to be to consider putting money on it? Because you're still essentially lighting that dollar on fire.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like they're like in my mind, they literally do not have a chance to win the title, mm-hmm. even though theoretically by playing in the NBA, they have at least a nominal chance.
1,000-1.
I mean, 1,000-1. I'm putting it down just in case, like a couple, you know, like a couple teams go on strike or something. Like just a couple teams, not the whole Players Association, but like just like 27 other teams.
All right, so we'll work our way down. 750-1.
I mean, I'd put it down just because the payoff is so big, like on right, the way, we'll way off chance. But
500-1.
I mean, at that point, you're just losing a dollar.
Like, you're still losing a dollar.
I mean, you're losing a dollar no matter what. I don't know. It's like the Lakers are not winning the title this year.
No.
I guess that's my Harrison's hot take for Wednesday.
Jeez, man, you got to calm down with these. All right, the next long shot odds that we could talk about here are the Western Conference odds, which 165-1.
I love that they actually, like, I want to know what the formula is for calculating these. You know what I mean?
It's basically,
like, how do you calculate
number down.
How do you calculate the odds of an impossibility? We need to have somebody better at math than us.
That's a really deep question to ask.
Yeah, Callie? Nope. All right. We asked Anthony's dog. She doesn't have the answer for that.
And Harrison is here to prove that I have a dog.
There is a dog that exists. I have not seen other pets or magically turning on TVs. But, well, Anthony, for now, we'll go with your house is haunted and you're not crazy.
This morning, I had a spoon fall off my table and it was weird again. Anywho, 165 to 1 odds. That the Lakers win the title, would you make that wager?
Win the title or win the Western Conference?
Win the Western Conference.
No, I would definitely not make
that wager. All right, so let's try the same exercise. If you got the title odds, 375 to 1, would you do it?
No.
If you got 500 to 1, would you do it? That seems to be where you kind of think on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, $500 for $1, that's hard to say no to in my dumb brain. Even though I know there's no chance of me winning it. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, well, like, what if like 27 other NBA teams just retire?
Like, all right, I...
Like, what if really nobody... Like, what if guys decide they don't want to play with D'Angelo Russell so badly that the rest of the entire league goes on strike and the Lakers win the title by default?
I'd take the title.
Like, what if Kobe comes
still
back?
Still counts. all right. What would have to happen for... I mean, for one thing, the Warriors would have to just completely implode, right? It would have to be like... It would have to be a disaster on the level of the...
We're not actually... Are we
2012...
Gonna, yeah.
2000, like, you know, Lakers, this is going to
like
be
like randomly just like a switch flips, mm-hmm. and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry realize they hate each other and start like actually fighting in the locker room every day.
So not unlike what happened in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well... Okay. Yeah, like I'm looking forward to this year, like around midway through the season, if the Warriors like lose like two games in a row, that is Steph Curry a true point guard column.
Oh gosh.
It's gonna be lit.
It's coming from a white guy too. All right, so we'll move on to the division odds. 250 to 1. Now this is what's funny.
According to these, in their way every single time. Yeah. So it's like
well, what's funny here is that according to these odds, the Lakers are more likely to come out of the Western Conference than they are to win their division in the regular season.
I guess the thought process there is like maybe somebody else eliminates Golden State and then their plane gets lost on the way to the Lakers.
Well, but the thing is, I don't know.
Like they fly over the Bermuda Triangle on their way to Los Angeles and just disappear.
All right, so would you bet on it at 250 to 1?
No.
500 to 1.
Well, see, now I'm getting the pressure to remain consistent.
Oh, come on.
And so, yeah, I think if I pick them to win the West at 500 to 1, I guess at 500 to 1, I will throw a dollar down on the Lakers to a theoretical dollar, because again, I'm not actually gambling mm-hmm. on the team that I cover, but theoretically, yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on any of these.
No, neither would I. Not actually, but like, I mean, a dollar.
Imagine having so much money that you could just be like.
Yeah, I mean, just like a dollar. It's kind of fun just to like tweet the receipt. Like mm-hmm. I, you know what I mean?
You know what? I might do that. I might just get a screen grab from betdsi.com.
Yeah, Anthony's just going to bet on all of these with his promo yeah. money.
I'm going to parlay all of them, and my odds are going to be like 3 million to 1. All right, so let's go.
And then I think that's how we up the production value on this podcast is when you win that. So
that's how I retire.
Yeah. I'll miss you, man.
I'd like to say the same. So we'll move on to something that is actually likely to happen.
I hope you guys stuck with us for that, because that was Harrison and Anthony make fun of your favorite team for like seven. Hey, we should say, you know, it's all in good fun. Like we went through that thing. But yeah, they're gonna be better this year. It's just it is hilarious that you can bet on mm-hmm. these things like they're actually possible.
No, I mean, I was a fan. I've been a fan for way longer than I've been covering the Lakers.
Yeah.
And that's not changing anytime soon. Bill Simmons has proven that you can be a homer and be really, really, really successful in this industry. All right, so we'll move on to tomorrow night's game, Lakers season opener. We have a couple lines here and a couple bets.
Well, so tonight's game again.
But
yes,
yeah.
Tonight's game against the Rockets. They are playing at home.
I believe,
right?
They are at home.
So they are at home. The spread is 6 points in the Rockets' favor.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's necessarily the same for basketball, but I know in football, home court advantage is worth generally about 3 points. Meaning, if we were going to follow those rules, the Rockets would actually be favored by 9 points, right? In on a mutual court.
But oh,
they're saying that the on a mutual court, the Rockets are a 9 point better team.
This has been Harrison doesn't understand gambling, so Anthony explains it to him.
And this has been Anthony has a problem.
Yeah.
So the spread opens at plus six right now, or it sits at plus six right now, meaning the Lakers, if they lose by 5 points or fewer, you win money. If they win outright, obviously you win money, and there's a money line for that. We'll start with the spread. Do you think the Lakers could lose by fewer than 5 points?
Yeah, I definitely can see that, because as not good as the Lakers are going to be defensively, and all the caveats that we've thrown out earlier on this show, I think Houston is going to be a tire fire on defense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be, like, do
Their
they
best
have...
defenders hurt.
Yeah, Patrick Beverley's out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, do they have, I guess,
and their
Capella...
other best defender is in Atlanta.
Yeah, well, yeah, Capella is, like, a pretty good defensive center. So, they have him, but otherwise, do they have another projected plus defender in their starting lineup? I don't think so.
No, they're starting Eric Gordon.
No, wait, is Ariza?
Trevor, he's kind of old now. I don't know if
he's still a good defender. So, they'll be maybe better than defensively than the Lakers?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
No, because the Lakers have two inarguably better defenders than...
I don't know that
they have right now.
Arguable that Ariza is worse than Dang.
I would say it is.
I'd
probably say it is.
I mean, Dang had most of his effectiveness.
And then on top of that, but the supporting cast around the two defenders.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
arguing
overall. Yeah, I mean, we're picking nits here. Both of them are going to be very bad defensively. So my thing is that if the Lakers have this kind of momentum, they're pumped up, it's their first game, it's their opening game of the season, they're at home, they're really going to be riding that crowd that's going to be excited to watch this youth movement. It's Luke Walton's first game at Staples Center as real Lakers coach, not preseason Lakers coach. And so I think I could definitely see them not only covering that spread, but I could see them winning tomorrow night.
Yeah, and the money line on that is plus 105. I actually agree with you that if I were to bet one way or the other, I would say that the Lakers cover tomorrow.
Because the Lakers, yeah, I would say the Lakers would cover tomorrow, and I also think, like, Houston is going to face an adjustment period, I think, offensively. You know, and
James
like
Harden
they were
unquestioned point guard right now.
Yeah, and he averaged, I think he led the preseason in assists. Mm-hmm. But I still think that there's going to be like there's going to be some growing pains there as they adjust to mm-hmm. like that D'Antoni system.
Right.
And so, like, I mean, they may end up winning, but I think there's a better than zero chance for sure that the Lakers could win that game.
Yes, the over-under in that game, we talked about the defenses on each team. The over-under on that game is set at 223 points, meaning the both teams will score a combined 200. If you think they're going to hit the over, they're going to score a combined 224 points or more. If you bet the under, they're going to score a combined 222 points or fewer. I would bet the over.
I could see it, but my case for the under is both teams maybe having jitters on opening night or having those growing pains that we talked about. So I could see the under. If I had to pick one, I think originally I was saying under just because that sounds like a lot of points, but I think us talking about this during this podcast right now swayed me to the over. I think there's definitely a decent chance that, yeah, I think I'd probably go with the over.
I just did a little bit of math on my computer screen, and Harrison watched me do the math on that computer screen, meaning the Laker, or each team would have to score at least 112 points, basically, to top this. And, yes, that's pretty easy, I think, in my opinion.
The pace
of this game is going to be really fun, especially if Mozgov isn't, you know, quite ready to go. If Mozgov isn't quite ready to go and the Lakers have to, you know, start Tarik Black and then go to small ball five earlier than they might have preferred.
Or Thomas Robinson even.
Yeah. And they're going to have to play small ball basketball there. that makes the pace quicken, and that means more shots are going up. And, you know, we already know what Mike D'Antoni can do for offenses in the NBA. That is the one thing he is unquestionably good at. And also, this is completely unrelated, but if you're playing fantasy basketball this year and you're not drafting James Harden number one overall, you should maybe rethink some things. All right. So just to recap, wins total, you said under 25.5.
Yes.
I said over 25.5.
Okay.
We won't even go.
Yeah, we don't have to go into the odds. Just no. Just don't. As your friend and your co-host, and you know, I'm saying like to all of our listeners, please do not bet on.
If you do bet it,
yeah. But if you do bet it, bet DSI, mm-hmm. and only bet like probably small sums.
Well, no. If you do bet it, and the Lakers wind up shocking the world, rub it in our faces.
Like, yeah.
Just let us know.
Tweet idiots. This podcast at us and tell us how stupid we are.
Mm-hmm. Since you and I are on opposite sides of this, you are going the under, I am going the over. Would you like to make a wager between the two of us?
I can't gamble on this team.
I'm saying like a fine kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Like a fun wager.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So let's say three fines for whoever is right.
Oh, man. Am I that confident? All right, fine. You got yourself a deal.
All right, three fines. We're shaking.
We're shaking on it. That sound you just heard near the mic was us shaking on it.
And you just said heard. All right. That just about...
It's not like it's my job to be able to speak proper English.
MVP odds. We're not available for the Lakers because they do not have anybody.
Yeah, so I got a hot take, Anthony. I'm just kidding. But
that scared
you
the
know,
hell out of me.
It's a little... I think it's a little disrespectful that mm-hmm. Kobe wasn't
more than
listed.
A little. Yeah. More than a little.
I mean, we're talking about one of the greatest players of all time here. Yeah. And for him to not get MVP odds, you know, I think it's just that's just
and
sad.
You could make the argument that he was gonna be more valuable this year than he was last year.
Kobe better.
All right, that does it for this episode. Guys, by the time you are listening to this, you are able to say that the Lakers play today. That's
you nailed it. You nailed time.
Ghost just fell over. No, not a ghost.
Okay, this is great radio. All right, so yes, you will be able to watch the Lakers tonight. We will be we will actually be live after the game on Google Hangouts with Pete Zayas of Laker Film Room breaking
you
down the...
You aren't going to be there?
At the game mm-hmm. tomorrow? No, I won't be at the game.
Come on, Lakers. Get my
no,
boy.
No, I didn't ask for credentials for tomorrow's game.
Oh, all right. Well, still, come on, Lakers.
I have stuff I have to take care of.
That's not odd at all after talking about betting for an entire podcast. Today's show is brought to you by BetDSI.com. Again, BetDSI.com. Use the promo code Lakers10. Lakers and then the number 10. To get $10 free to use on their website to be able to wager however you prefer. If you want to wager on the election, if you're especially nihilistic and you want to wager on the election, let the money roll.
It's funny because it's going to be a disaster.
Do so at betdsi.com. Thanks everybody for listening today, and we will talk to everybody after the Lakers play an actual Laker game. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks, Anthony.
Shouts to Saša Vujačić, who's currently playing right now.
I'm right here, man.
Oh. Mm.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.